This church is where the Sons of Liberty departed a meeting on December 16, 1773, and dumped 242 chests of tea, over $1 million worth of tea today, into the Boston Harbor. The famous Boston Tea Party. Built in 1729, the church's clock tower is the oldest clock tower in Boston. The bell here was also cast by Paul Revere. When war broke out in 1775, British troops, in retaliation for the Boston Tea Party, ripped out the pews and made a bar out of the first floor balcony. They used the church as a riding school to train the British cavalry. It took 7 years to restore the church after the British were forced out of Boston in 1776. In 1872, when the Great Fire of Boston destroyed most of the buildings around the Old South Meeting House, the church's congregation sold the building and moved to a new church in Boston's Back Bay neighborhood. The Old South Meeting House was almost torn down in the aftermath of the fire, but was saved as a result of one of the first successful efforts to preserve a historic structure. Some of the famous people who helped save the building were abolitionist Wendell Phillips and writers Julia Ward Howe and Ralph Waldo Emerson. The site is now a museum. Feel free to pause this audio recording if you'd like to go inside. The next Freedom Trail site sits on the corner of Washington and School Street, and is one of Boston's oldest brick structures.